produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I'll never forget Dr. Business. Consultations, going back and forth, listening to the advice and the wisdom of the doctors, my wife going through a series of checkups. And I remember one in particular, when the nurse said to us, whenever the water breaks, get to the hospital as soon as possible. Okay. It was a horrifying experience for me because that meant that when the water broke, something was about to happen. And I remember praying to myself every single day, I pray I never hear these words from my wife, when the water breaks. Amen. Amen. I didn't want to hear, honey, the water has broken. Matter of fact, I was praying. I said, I hope her mother's there and I'm not there. Maybe some church members there, but I'm not there. And I just meet her at the hospital so I won't have to be challenged with what's about to take place when the water breaks. You see, when the water breaks, it is a sign that something is coming. When the water breaks, when the water released from the sack, it is the preparation that the fetus is about to be released and move out of one world into a totally different world. Yeah. Move out of one space into a totally different world. And it does not matter. And what I've learned, even through experience, it does not matter if the situation is favorable or not. When the water breaks, it can't be compromised. There's no negotiation. There's no stop and pause. There's no get ready. When the water breaks, it has broken, and whatever's about to happen is going to happen with or without your permission. When the water breaks, the child is coming out. It is the birthing of a child, leaving one area and moving into another area. And it seems to me that when the water breaks, it is also a significant sign that the fetus or the baby has grown to a point where it can't grow where it used to be and is looking forward to move where it needs to be. Y'all, this is what I just said. It means that the water has broken and the child needs to move from where it is that's too small in order to get to a place that can withstand the growth that it's about to experience. We're living in a time, and I promise you it's all right to say amen, but we're living in a time where I believe that the church is about to experience the breaking of the water. I know what's happening in the world. I know the instability. I know right now there's a crisis, a pandemic, but I believe that the church has been placed in a tight situation in order to tell the world that it's about to transition out of a tight situation into a better situation. And I believe God will do it quickly if you say amen. It seems to me that God is saying that regardless of what's happening now, there are some consequences that are going to take place that are going to push the church out of the comfort zone into the zone it needs to be.
All right.
And maybe, it's just my opinion, maybe we have, for some reason or another, gotten too comfortable where we are. As a church, maybe we got too comfortable in the way things used to be. As a church, maybe we've taken for granted what we used to do and how we used to do it. And as a consequence, God has to send something to us to get us to understand that it's now time in this season to move from where we are. Some of us have gotten too comfortable as it relates to what we've seen and what we used to hold on to. Maybe that's the problem, that we keep trying to hold on to what used to be, and we don't understand how to embrace what's about to come. Maybe it's possible that we're so concerned in the what was or what was at some particular point in our lives that we can't even see what's about to be. And it's difficult for us because we keep talking about how we used to come to church. But I think God has gone to a place so far beyond us that God has said, I need to shake the world up. And you can't do what I need you to do if you keep trying to cling to where you used to be. In other words, God is saying to the present church that there's something greater on the horizon. There's a better glory that's about to hit. There's a stronger wave of potential that's about to hit. God is saying, and know at a certain time, that there is something that's about to take place that is a greater victory that's ahead of you than what you've already experienced behind you. And because of that, God is saying, just because it's tight right now does not mean that I can't still grow my church.
Amen.
Somebody touch your name. Don't touch them. Tag them and tell them growth is on the way.
Growth
is on the way, but you're in a tight place. But it does not matter how tight the place is. The water has already broken, which means that the path has already been laid. You can't compromise the breaking of water. Like it or not, it's coming. You can't negotiate the breaking of water. Like it or not, it's coming. You can't prepare for it. You can't say, wait, I'm watching television. No, it's coming, irregardless of what you think or how you may feel. It is coming. And I don't care what's happening in the world today, even as it relates to the coronavirus. I need you to understand that regardless of what's going on, I hear in my mind, in my spirit, and in my heart that God says, I'm still coming. You see, the water is a symbolic symbol of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the water, the living water that resides on the inside of us. And God is saying, even though things are in a crisis, God is saying his church is still birthing something new, but it's a generation that we now live in.
Do
you not understand that there is a situation that happens when a child is born, that when the doctor begins to see the child making his entry into this world, they seize the head and they call it the crowning.
Amen.
They call it the crowning because once the head makes its arrival, they said the body comes following after the head. So whenever a child's head appears, it's a celebration for the doctor, because the doctor knows if the head comes out first, the rest of the body is going to come out with it. Now, this is a good place to shout right now. And I believe the church has reached a crowning situation. Regardless of what we're in, I can still see the head is coming out first. Who is the head? It is the Lord Jesus Christ that's the head of the church. He is the head of our lives. He is the head of the church. He is the head of heaven. He is the administrator of all things. He is the start of all things, the hope of all things, the beginning of all things. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The author of our faith. He is the head, and on his head, he's wearing a crown that says he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And regardless of what you're in, I pray to tell somebody that you're still coming up. And hear my God, I said, you're still coming up. If you came through our Lord, if you came through H1N1, the Lord, you're still coming out of it. Some things before you that I think is critical for our discussion on this morning, and I want to put this in a patch where you can understand, because what happens when a woman begins to experience these particular pains and contractions, and they call them labor pains, and the water begins to break, what happens is they take her and put her in a specific room. And that specific room is designed for that woman to deliver the baby.
All right.
And do you know what they call the room?
Right.
It's called the delivery room.
Yeah.
Stop, rewind, press play. Yeah. I used to be slow too. In other words, when the woman goes through pain, they intentionally put her in a place called the delivery room because something is about to happen. The baby is about to be delivered. That means irregardless of the pain, irregardless of the tension, irregardless of the situation, the truth of the matter is that in the midst of all that, a deliverance and a birthing is about to take place. And here it comes. This shouts me. Last night it shouted me, really. When I consider what's happening, the greater the pain, the greater the opportunity of a deliverance.
Amen.
Yeah. Stop, rewind, press play. I thought somebody was shouting right there. Why y'all not shouting? Let me rewind that story. I said the greater the pain, the greater the opportunity for deliverance.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the closer the pain comes, in terms of contractions, the closer the baby is of being delivered.
Yeah.
And right now, I believe we're in a painful situation.
Yeah.
We're painful. We're painful. We're in a painful situation economically. We're in a painful situation sociologically. We're in a painful situation even as it relates to the ecclesia of the church. But I hear God saying, don't you look at the pain and think because the pain is there, I can't deliver. But in the midst of lack, I can still deliver you. In the midst of sickness, I can still deliver you. Social distance, there is spiritual encounters that bring us closer, and I can still deliver. And even though I can't touch your social, I can speak a word over your life. And God is still blessing us. God is still keeping us. God is still stretching us. God is still holding us. Hallelujah. Well, I gotta understand. That even though things are distant socially, spiritually things are close.
All right.
When I was driving along this morning, I looked back in the rearview mirror of my car, and I looked at my side mirror of my door, and it says, "Objects are closer than they appear."
Yeah.
I thought that would have shot somebody. And I looked back and tried to look and recognize the traffic. And I recognized that the mirror told me that things are closer than they appear. And I started to look back over my life. And I started to see where the Lord has brought me from. And God said, as you look back, don't forget to look ahead. Because some greater days are ahead of you. And things are closer than they appear. And I know it seems dim right now. But things are closer than they appear. I know it seems dark right now. But things are closer than they appear. And I know it seems heavy right now. Are closer than they appear. There's a couple things I want to give you concerning the church that we now reside in that I want you to understand is happening, and you ought to be ready to shout. And I'm not just talking about the church in regards to Salem, but I'm talking about the church university, the ecclesia of the kingdom of God, which he resides to give his power to the earth. And one thing I want you to know, that the potential to gain is still greater than the potential to lose.
Yeah,
all right. Let me say it one more time. I want to stop there and slowly walk it down. In this season that we're now in, the potential to gain is still more powerful than the potential it is to lose. You see, every time there's a change in history, there's always, as it relates to the church, an opportunity for losses and an opportunity for gains.
Yeah.
It just predicated upon how the church responds to it.
All right.
This is not the first time there's been a pandemic.
All right.
This is not the first time there's been a crisis.
Amen.
This is not the first time that something has entered into the world and shifted the mentality and the mindset of all nations. This is not the first time we've seen the world affected by the hands of Satan.
Amen.
And so you have to understand that in this hour, regardless of what's going on and how unstable the world is, even though things seem to be out of control, there never come a time where things that are out of control causes God to lose his control.
All right.
From the spell, love me and care for me. speak to my heart now. Give me the words,
the words
that I don't mean. Oh, my
words on the wings of a mountain.
My God,
guys, would make me speak to my heart.
Oh, my heart. Speak to me,
Holy Spirit.
Message of love. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.